Okay, vocal awareness for Equus. This is a fairly simple section, I feel. But to achieve well, it needs to be keyword rich. I would have the keywords up in front of me. They're on the worksheet. And I would tick them off as I use them. If I find I'm repeating a keyword, then I'd scrub it out and find another word to use. Show off your understanding and your command of these keywords. Make this keyword rich. It's in two parts. It's important that we know we are looking at scene 17. So we focused on vocal awareness, looking at scene 17. The statement needs to be there, and it's kind of there on the worksheet, analysing different methods and approaches to vocal techniques. We first of all looked at Cicely Berry's resistance and pull. Why do we do that? To explore and to highlight when each character had higher status. And they'll give some examples. For example, when Dysart has higher status on the line, we're not playing that game now. I moved forward. Yep, state that, but don't focus too much on that because this is vocal awareness. And vocally, I maybe employed a chest resonance to communicate dominance and threat. And maybe I lowered my projection to show that I was closing in and forcing Alan to listen to me. Maybe I emphasized the plosive. We're not playing that game anymore, to show that I was in charge. Maybe I lowered my pitch to communicate force and anger. So what I'm doing here is saying, this is my vocal technique, and this is what I wanted to communicate. And both are really specific and individual, and not repeating any keywords. We then looked at the Lombard effect. I want you to mention both and find the word count to mention both. If you are succinct and concise, you will be able to mention both. And we need to state that Alan is unstable. Alan is blocking Dysart out. Alan is scared. Therefore, his aural responsiveness is low. This meant as Dysart, or this meant when I was playing Dysart, I had to maybe decrease my pace, maybe increase my projection, emphasizing the glottal and the plosives, maybe. Finding times to have more of a legato delivery because I want to lure Alan in and make him feel at ease. Or alternatively, you might have employed a staccato delivery to make Alan hear and to show that you, Alan, are being attacked. There's no real right or wrong, but again, I am using a technique and explaining why I did it. And that's about 100 words. My other 70-80 words will be annotating the script. We've done this before, typing in a piece of script and then using the comment boxes to comment on specific lines. Comment boxes, I highlight the word I want to do. I go to review, I do new comment, and then it generates the new comment for me. And it needs to say, in my practical work, I said the word answer with a louder projection in order to present force in Alan's voice. I also changed the tone of my voice from inquisitive to forceful to support this. You will only do I for the character you played. You will then say, name of your partner, Beth, increased her articulation throughout this line in order to show Dysart's desperation. Next line, I said. Next line, Beth said. And all the way through, you're telling me what you did, what vocal technique you did. Practically, I employed a high pitch. And then you say why, to portray Alan's excitement. Practically, I employed a paroxysmal delivery to emphasize and highlight his hysteria. And never then will you use the same key technique. Throughout your comment boxes, do not repeat a technique. And then at the end, we've done this before, you'll highlight plosives, you'll tell me how you performed those plosives and why. I performed these plosives using my chest resonance, enhancing the P sound as it highlights the idea that we still view Alan as a child and he's playing a game. To highlight the glottals, I did this because it gave my delivery an element of threat. alluding to the fact that dot dot dot. So all the way through this, here's the technique I employed, and this is what it communicated to an audience. And really try and not mention, you know, I see too many times, I put this in my chest resonance area, I use this tone. Next comment, I put this in my throat resonance area. Don't repeat. You've shown the examiner you understand resonance areas, show the examiner you understand something else, and then something else, and then something else. Good luck. There's only one section. This has to be uploaded by the agreed time. Thank you very much.